It was back to school for El Paso kids, and it doesn't look like it's great timing.
Yeah, so most students in El Paso have not been back to the classroom since last March when the pandemic hit, but a lot of kids in the younger grades started going back this week under a plan that was based largely on where hospitalization rates were at the time, and when hospitalization rates fell below 20%, it was declared that it would be safe for kids to go back to school. And on the same day that the kids went back to school on Tuesday, the state's official measure ticked back above that 20% rate, which meant that 20% of hospital beds in a three-county area were filled with COVID-19 patients. You know, obviously, as we've talked about before, there are no really good answers left anymore, or good choices, I should say. Keeping kids out of school causes a lot of problems. Putting them back in school runs at least some risk of further spreading COVID-19. And so one of the things that we're seeing is that about 20% of all of the COVID cases so far in January have been among people 19 and younger in El Paso, which is significantly higher than it had been earlier in the pandemic. So it's certainly something that bears watching over the next few weeks.
And any word on whether any cases of the UK variant, as it's been called?
We haven't seen any yet. It's shown up in a couple of spots in Houston and Houston area, as well as in some areas of New Mexico. But it really is just a matter of time. I think when you watch what some of the leading health officials across the country are saying, this will probably be the dominant variant affecting people by March. Ella DePetta is one of our reporters, talked to some doctors in El Paso, and they're convinced that it's going to come. A couple of worrisome things about this is it's much more infectious, apparently, than earlier strains, and it also seems like kids may be a bit more susceptible to it. You know, the good news is the precautions that we've been urging all along, those all work against this new strain, too. So it's really important that we redouble our efforts to practice those safety features, and that's especially true in schools right now as more kids go back and this strain starts to spread and maybe affect kids a bit more.
And how is the vaccine rollout continuing to do in El Paso?
Like everywhere else, it's sluggish. El Paso does seem to be doing a much better job of vaccinating people quickly than most of the other large urban counties in Texas. Most of the vaccines are being done either through the city right now, the fire department, or through University Medical Center. They both seem to be getting about 5,000 doses a week in right now, and they're administering those as quickly as they can. At that pace, you know, we wouldn't reach herd immunity until sometime in 2022. So we really need to pick up the pace, but all local communities are really at the mercy right now of the federal government and then their state governments. And I think there's some hope that the incoming Biden administration will bring a little bit more order to what has been a very chaotic rollout of the vaccine distribution.
And Congresswoman Veronica Escobar weighed in on what she hopes the new administration will mean for the area she represents.
Yeah, so Congresswoman Escobar attended the inauguration on Wednesday. It's first important, I think, to remember where we've been over the last 4 years. Congresswoman Escobar refers to it as compound trauma. You know, we had family separation start here. We had a humanitarian crisis because of migration. We had a mass shooting that Congresswoman Escobar and many others believe was a result of the president's rhetoric. And then we were disproportionately affected by the COVID-19 crisis. So with that in mind, she's obviously hopeful that the Biden administration, and again, she's a Democrat talking about a Democrat, she's more hopeful that the Biden administration will treat the border a little bit more fairly. And she revealed something to me when I interviewed her that I didn't know before, that one of the conditions she placed on endorsing the former vice president at the time was that he agreed to come to El Paso and see the border firsthand if he was elected. And she said he agreed to that, and she's going to keep bugging him to keep him to his word after the COVID-19 crisis eases a bit and it's a little more safe to travel.
Well, of course, the real test is whether he'll eat Chico's tacos.
Well, I think the Secret Service may have something to say about that. We'll see.
All right, Bob. Well, thank you so much for the update. Have a wonderful week.
You too.